If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Full Coverage, the podcast by beauty addicts for beauty addicts. We are your hosts, the professional makeup artist, Harriet Hadfield, Esquire, and me, the unprofessional beauty junkie, Lindsay Kelk.
We're off to a great start today,
aren't
we?
We really are, guys.
I feel such a naughty mood.
The outtakes for this episode are going to be, we're not going to be able to share them
with you. I don't think they're legally allowed on iTunes.
There's some sort of standards, trading standards commission, and
they'd have us.
They wouldn't care for it. But, you know, come see us, ask us, we'll tell you.
Yeah.
We probably ought to get on with
Let's crack on.
Because otherwise this hour is going to be out of control.
Yep. And it's very hot.
It's very, very hot. We should explain.
110.
We're in Los Angeles as per, because that's where we live. Yeah. And it is 110 degrees outside.
It's hot.
Which is really hot. What's that in real money? Like 37, 38?
I think it's like definitely late 30s.
Yeah, it's got to be.
High 30s.
It's got to be, if not 40.
I don't know. Hot. That's all I know is like.
All you need to know is it's hot. As a hot thing.
Yeah.
And we're struggling. So apologies if you can hear any fans in the background, but
it was a necessity. Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, it's not smell-o-vision podcasting because it is wham. Yeah. It's wham in here.
Yeah.
So we're going to get on with this exciting new news. Pat McGrath is launching a whole makeup line.
Very exciting.
I'm just really giddy about this. I know I've been really on the fence with the sequins and the packaging, but I have loved the content of all of her products, the formulations and what she's brought out so far. So I'm really, really, really excited.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
good. What are you looking forward to the most out of
it? I think just being able to see the things individually as well, because a lot of stuff, and I imagine there'll still be some kind of like packs where you can buy multi-pack of like different products to try. But I like the idea that I can buy just one lipstick, and I think just kind of mix and match with what I want. You know, I'm definitely excited to try more of the Matte Trance lipsticks. And I remember the kit you had when we were Vegas, that was really, really nice.
Yeah, the eye kit.
Yeah, if any of those are individual, I think I might be interested.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the three eyeshadow palettes. They look amazing. Yeah. It's going to be a really hard pick for which one I choose if I just don't end up buying all of them and apologize to my bank manager afterwards.
Well, I've just come from Violet Grey, and as I said to Lindsay as I walked through the door, I've just blown a little bit too much moolah for a Thursday. I was like, I feel guilty, but Violet Grey is like my weakness. That's my pleasurable shopping experience. If I'm going to buy... Yeah, it's the whole experience for me.
It's a real beauty mecca. It's a real... If you're ever in Los Angeles and you're a beauty fan,
Melrose Place.
Yeah.
Well, and also at Sephora, we also have the launch of Moschino foot collaboration with Sephora, which has sold out already.
I know. I'm so sad because I wanted the teddy bear.
I tried so hard. I was online when it went live. I even did the thing where you sign up. So they send you the email to say it's gone live. Went into Sephora the other day. They had the front section with bare shelves.
No, that's so sad.
So I wanted the highlighter, the teddy highlighter.
Yeah, me too.
And the, dare I say it, the teddy chain with the lip things, because I just wanted the teddy chain.
Yeah. I don't know if any of you guys were able to see this, but we'll put a link below so you can at least see the products, because they may stock hopefully.
I mean, it's like collector's items, really. It's sort
they
of
were
the
really
fun
cool
of...
collector's items. They used the teddy bear, the Moschino not a toy teddy bear. It was so cool. There was the gold teddy bear eyeshadow palette. There was a lip gloss necklace where it came with what, four interchangeable lip glosses, I think
so. Yeah, so you could kind of like carry it around with you on your necklace.
And the gold highlighter teddy bear. It was just all very, very cute. It was right up my alley.
Most of the reviews, like I said, I didn't get to have my hands on it, but I watched several YouTuber videos of people who had managed to get their hands on it, and I would say the reviews overall were really positive.
Oh, that's impressive.
And it was affordable, I've got to say, for like a Moschino collaboration. I had expected, I mean, especially the bear, they have like one giant bear that I think has more than 12 eyeshadows. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah, that's the gold palette.
And I think it was like $58 or something.
Yeah, it
wasn't
bad. I think it was quite small.
Was it? Well, when I saw it on Jeffrey's...
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was, but I could be mistaken. I have not watched Mr. Star's channel.
No, so I watched that because he had the review of the whole collection. And when he was holding it, it looked quite big.
Okay, I could be mistaken. But yeah, we'll definitely link to it so you can see it, because it was super cool. And if it does come back in...
I'm going to try very hard to get my hands on that if it comes back.
Snatch that bad boy up. Yep. Do you know who else has a new line coming out that's not Pat McGrath or Moschino.
You did just tell me, and I do know. Mystery solved.
Yeah, that was a poor question. I didn't know this, but
nor did I.
Our good friend Madonna, friend of England, friend
yeah, I was gonna
of
say,
all
slash
those
not
with
our
ears,
friend,
not our personal friend, but I think we get on actually. Who hasn't got a favorite Madonna song? What's yours?
I feel I like maybe Papa Don't Preach.
Oh, nice. I do like a bit of Papa Don't Preach. Yeah. I like Borderline as well. I like that.
Oh,
era.
Yeah, I know which one that is. I had mental blocks then and I was trying to see it and I was like, yeah, got you.
Now I want to listen to Madonna after this, but I'll do that in my own time. Madonna herself, old Madge, she is older, so I think that's okay. She's not going to hear this. I'm not too worried about it. Madge has got a skincare line.
Who knew?
I didn't know this, but it's in Japan and by all accounts, it's coming to the US of A.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, and it's not any old skincare line. It is bonkers expensive and it's going into Barney's.
Right.
So it's very high end. It's going to be online as well, if anyone wants to check it out. And there's all this like crazy proprietary technology with it. So there's a mask, but there's like this mask applicator.
Oh.
And there's like, I think, a black onyx face roller or something that comes with it. It's all very fancy. It's called MDNA. If
I
you
like
will.
That.
Yeah, see what she's done.
I'll
see
what
she's
done.
I'm so tempted like to get.
Are you going
to
buy it?
I don't know. I really don't know because it is really pricey. It's like La Mer type prices, which is a lot. And I'm sure she wouldn't be doing it if it wasn't good. And I know, obviously, if it's come from Japan, I'm sure it's
great. Yeah, they have amazing technology.
Yeah, such great skincare. And her skin looks amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so tempted, but it's so expensive.
Mm.
So I'm going to check it out. Maybe I'll try and... I'm sure they'll have it at the Barney's in Beverly Hills. So I might try and nab a couple of samples and see how my skin likes it.
Yeah, I'll take a sample.
Yeah. I'm
and
not
we'll going to
drop
there.
Like $500 on yes. the mask or whatever it is. But I will consider it, Madonna. So thanks for that. That's an interesting one that's coming out. In other new news, in our last episode, we interviewed the delightful Charlotte Knight of CRT London.
Yeah.
And she mentioned, you may have picked up, she mentioned that there were new shades coming in the Dewy Stick.
Mm.
And we love a Dewy Stick.
Perfect for holiday.
Yep, love a Dewy Stick. The original, I know, was a massive favourite of yours.
Oh, I love it. I think the original, for me, is still the best. I think it's so good.
Yeah, and you like it because it's not a sparkly highlighter, right?
No, and I think it's that, like, I always call it, like, an expensive sweaty sheen.
Nice.
That's what I go for. If I'm selling it to you.
It's a cool girl glow, right? It's just, like, that cool girl...
It's hipster, and I'm so ashamed.
Glossy shine that you see on people who look rich and expensive and healthy. And they do that very well. I liked it, but for me, I like my highlighter to
you like a bit more
beam so that aliens can see it. Yes. And I am very happy because these new shades, there's two new shades. There is Luster, which is this sort of pinkish rose gold, and Gleam, which is a gold opal. They've got a little bit of color in them. The original obviously was clear, which is glow. And Luster and Gleam have got a bit of color behind them, and they've got a little tiny bit of sparkle, but it is still very subtle. It's not a shimmery, sparkly highlighter. Like, I love their powder highlighters, the CRT powder highlighters, which are very, very, very sparkly. But these are still on the more subtle side, but they've just got that little tiny kick of color in.
Yeah.
And I've been loving, actually, the Luster, the pink, over the top of... You enabled me into buying those milk cheek sticks.
Sausies.
Bleeding milk cheek sticks, which
they
I was like,
lovely.
No, they're too fat and not... practical.
But I like
and
that,
it's annoying.
I think you can disperse the pigment quickly.
I know, but like I want to travel with them and they're huge and I
get
feel
a bigger
like it's
makeup
an
bag.
Olden days deodorant or something. I know, I'm packing for my tour.
Fair
enough. And it's taking up a lot of real estate in the makeup bag.
Right.
But that's fine. I mean, they're a good value for money because
you get a lot of product.
And I'm using it like a mofo. But with that in a day, and then I'll pop a bit of this on of an evening or to sparkle it up.
I like this one on eyes, the Dewy Sticks, the new tones I think are really pretty on eyes as well.
They're really good. And you can get them at crtlondon.com or on Sephora in the States, and they are $26 and I think £22.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That works out about the same with the exchange rate now, right?
Ish. I'm the worst person
there or
to
thereabouts.
Ask, but yeah.
That's what I like about them. I feel like they're very expensive looking finishers without being super
definitely.
Pricey.
They perform really, really well.
Yeah. What else have we got with the new news products?
So we have a mascara from Urban Decay. Now, Urban Decay have done quite a few different new launches recently. This one is called Troublemaker Mascara.
Like you.
I, yeah.
You're a troublemaker.
I'll take that. It's holographic-y, you know, when like oil is on water. It's got that kind of like, I think prismatic is a nicer way of saying oil on water.
I like oil on water.
But I was giving you a visual there.
Do they still have the oil slick eyeshadow Urban Decay, the black? I just love that.
Good question. I'm going to check that out. Yeah. But this mascara, me and Lindsay were saying, is comparable in feel to the Benefit Their Real mascara.
Yeah.
We were both saying it's very, very long lasting, very, very long wearing. Yeah. I don't think it's technically considered waterproof.
It's
however,
not considered
it's
waterproof.
Like the, very long wearing.
The press release states that it is smudge proof and sex proof.
Because that's what I look for in a mascara nowadays.
I mean, in my earlier days when I was gadding around New York City, I won't lie, it was something that would occur to me, like, will this stand up to a sleepover? An adult sleepover?
Are you joking? Would you really have thought that?
Yeah,
God,
legit.
I would never look at mascara and think, will this surpass...
Well, I don't know how much dating you did in your 20s.
A sexual adventure.
I would overshare. Jeff, earmuffs for Jeff. He's not listening. But yeah, when I was dating in New York, because I lived in New York before I moved to LA, if people don't know, and I did my first bout of dating, because the whole time I lived in London, I lived with a boyfriend, and you didn't need to worry about mascara for an overnight sleepover when you were spending your night with your flannelette pajamas buttoned up to your neck and hopefully won't ever touch you. So when I moved to New York and I started dating, you know, you don't want a load of stuff in your bag and you don't want to look like... You know, you're expecting an adult sleepover, but you want to be prepared.
I've never got that from mascara, though.
Yeah,
I've never looked at mascara and thought,
well,
that girl's...
Well, because I was always worried about a walk of shame the next day. Because a dude isn't necessarily going to have anything in his bathroom that can get ground in next day mascara off.
True.
And that's not a good look for the morning after, especially if there's a potential that either one of you could have made, regretted a decision that was made the night before.
I'm impressed you thought about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
So you know that. But I would definitely be like... Is this mascara A, going to come off with soap and water if need be, or B, last without making me look like a panda when I wake up or one of the members of KISS, no one wants to wake up to one of the members of KISS unless that is legit your thing.
Yeah.
Which presumably is like the four ladies who are married to the dudes from KISS. So
yeah, fair play.
I never wanted to wake up and have him go, ooh. Because it's bad enough when you've had a sleepover and you've left your mascara all over his pillow. That's
Isn't
rude.
A sleepover a nice word?
Adult sleepover.
It's a really nice word for adult sleepover.
As opposed to what the reality
what
is.
What it actually
but
is.
But it was a thing that occurred to me when I was dating and like, or just like in the early days of something before you could have stuff at someone's house.
True.
So I'm intrigued that that's how they've tested it. God bless them. I don't want to...
I was going to say, so are you saying, Lindsay, that you've tried this with an adult sleepover?
I haven't tried it with an adult sleepover.
Okay.
I haven't. Again, sorry, Jeff. I've not done that. But I did wear it to the gym.
That's a good enough test,
yeah,
I think.
It was, and I quite frankly got a lot sweatier in the gym than on an adult sleepover.
Sorry, deafening laugh.
Again, oh, poor Jeff. He's just, this is a rough one for him. But yeah, it didn't smudge through a regular workout. So that
so
was
you
good.
Can tick the box.
Yeah. And the thing is, when I applied it, I thought it looked... I've got quite long lashes.
Yeah,
but
you have.
They are fair and there aren't that many of them. And I felt like it made my lashes look quite fluffy.
Okay.
And it feels nice. It feels pretty flexible. It doesn't feel crispy.
Yeah.
But I think I felt like that fluffiness wore away over the course of it. And this wasn't the day that I went to the gym. This was just regular wear. I felt like the fluffiness wore away and it ended up just looking a bit stumpy and black.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, it did start to crumble.
Right.
So... it's going to have its fans for sure. And I think if you've already got quite long, curly, thick lashes, this is a great one for you because it's a really hard wearing, smudge proof formula. But the brush, I think, was the one that didn't work for me. I think that's what didn't work.
Right.
So it's a pass from me, but I think it will find its fans.
Yeah.
Possibly those ladies who are looking for something for an adult sleepover.
Yeah.
I know some people at Urban Decay. This is really weird. Because I'm like, which one of you tried it? Which one of you found out?
Who's made that
claim? I want to know, but I don't want to know. But yeah, so I'm interested because I'm always excited to see their mascara launches. I love their waterproof, their Cannonball.
I was just going to say that. I was going to
so
say for
good.
Me, Cannonball is the one that I go back to time and time again
too.
From Urban Decay.
Do you
I always want to say Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, you can't get it there.
Home Decay.
It's a missed marketing opportunity.
It's really, yeah. So for today's topic, we wanted to talk to you guys about trends within makeup. We've definitely seen a couple of product launches that are sharing kind of similar vibes with other brands and certain launches that are becoming more of a mainstream regular thing, whether that's in Sephora, whether that's in online brands or with influencers. So we thought we'd kind of go through some that we've definitely noticed, haven't we, Lindsay?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of stuff coming out now that is in the same family of ideas. Yeah. I think also because we're transitioning out of summer and into autumn, winter, holiday, Christmassy sets.
Yep.
And we're definitely seeing that showing up in some of these finishes. One of the first things I wanted to mention, actually, one of our very lovely listeners, you know who you are if you're out there, she asked us to check out the Dior Metalizer. So Dior's holiday collection, their autumn winter collection, is called Metallic. I think it was Metal or Metallic for the actual whole collection. And one of the products in there is this Metalizer Eyes and Lips Metal Cream Shadow. I went in, dutifully took myself off to Nordstrom, actually, and bought one. I played with all of them. I ended up buying one because I had to restrain myself. It's a cream shadow in I think there's 8 colors, and it's in a little tube. It's in like a little oil paint tube, which I actually love. It's
yeah,
super
it's cute.
Dinky
it's
and
nice
adorable.
For traveling.
Yeah, and it's a cream shadow but also a cream lip topper, so it's a multi-use nice. product. I love a multi-use product,
and I think we're seeing more and more multi-use
yeah,
products.
Yeah, that's definitely
as well.
One of the trends.
Yeah,
and they were $25, which I thought for Dior was actually really reasonable. And especially when you're saying it's multi-use. I thought that was fantastic pricing for Dior for a prestige brand.
Yeah.
I tried a couple of, there are a couple of brown shades, and then there are more less conventional shades. If you're considering that it's a cream eyeshadow first and foremost, there were more unconventional shades as well as just the browns, which again was interesting for Dior. I've got the pinky, lavendery, silvery colour. I don't have the name right now because I'm unprofessional, as we established at the beginning of this podcast, because I thought this would be the most versatile for me. I was foolish, so this is where this proved me wrong. So I bought this one thinking metallic cream eyeshadow is just gonna wear off my sweaty eyelids right now because the weather's been so hot here and because I have quite oily eyelids and I don't necessarily like using creams over a primer. I feel like it can make them grab and be patchy and weird. So like I'm just gonna get this silvery pink because I can definitely use that as a lip topper and I can, worst case scenario, I'll be able to
sexy
use it
robot.
As a sexy robot highlighter. How wrong I was. I wore this, I've been playing with it over the last week or so, but last night was the first time I've worn it full on my eyes. I put it, patted it on just as a full eye, just over the whole eyelid, and then blended it out into the crease, and then just did a lot of, I did black liquid liner, I used Kat Von D,
nice.
And then I used the Marc Jacobs Blacker pencil over the top of that just to smoke it a little bit.
You all rock and roll.
Right,
she's
got
a new haircut.
I've got a new haircut.
She's really rock and roll right now.
It's pushed me over the edge. It's the perfect length fringe and I'm so excited.
You're working it.
Thank you. But yeah, I had to make sure it was long wearing with the eyeliner because I'm like, it's so sweaty and so hot. So I did liquid and then pencil. I expected there to be some bleed in the liquid because of the cream element of the eyeshadow. I expected the eyeshadow to not be there after very long because it's so hot. I was wrong on both counts. The eyeliner did not bleed at all. It was on and it stayed on and it did not move. And the eyeshadow did not budge. I came home, I had it on for about 6-7 hours and it had not moved at all. The pigment was still true. The shimmer was still there. The pigment in these is insane. It's really packed in. A little bit goes such a long way.
So you're going to get your money's worth because it will last you a long time.
Yeah,
anyway. It will
last you such a long time. So now I'm totally going back to get a couple of the other shades because now I know how long they last and how great they look. I'm definitely going to pick up some of the brownier colours.
I was going to say, you know what I was going to ask.
In the brown.
Is there a bronze one?
There's a bunch. Yeah, there's a couple of brown shades, bronzies and browns and taupes. And they're so, so pretty. So thanks for giving us a heads up on this lovely listener. I'm a huge, 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 huge fan. I think it's a massive win for me. It does look pretty as a lip transformer. To me, it is
nicer as an eyeshadow.
Nicer on the eye. And this pinky silver is really pretty as a highlight. Also really great if you're doing a different regular eye, but you want the highlight on the inner corner.
Yeah.
Perfect for that.
Yeah.
Or like I did it a little bit on my Cupid's bow too. Really pretty there. But total win. But yeah, metallic lips in general I think is a huge trend right now.
I feel like lip creams, lip stains, lip liquid lips, you know, they've had a really lasting moment within beauty.
It's crazy.
I think they're kind of now like going from it being just a liquid lipstick to, we've seen Ciate bring out the glitter flips.
Glitter flips.
Duochromes. I feel like companies.
Charlotte Tilbury's got her liquid lips now. Bite have brought out a new liquid lip.
Yeah.
It's, and Dior have got the stains, the tattoo stains, which I haven't been able to even get my hands on. They're selling out every single time they come in stock.
And it seems like the textures, they're experimenting so much more in that department now. I feel like at one point it was just, you know, I remember the days of all we had was Ruby Woo. If you wanted like a crazy, really solid retro matte lipstick, it was Ruby Woo from MAC. There was no other brand that really did that level of matte.
Nope.
And I think liquid lipstick was something that really changed the game for the beauty world and the beauty market. And now that kind of most brands have, if not kept something along the lines of liquid lipstick within their range, they've dabbled in or kind of done their take on it, whether that's a stain. And like you said, it's been really interesting seeing brands now go down the metallic route, go down the glitter route. You know, they're really playing with the textures.
Well, I just think liquid lip has, everyone thought it was going to be a moment or a blip or a trend. And I just think it's surpassed it and gone into staple now. They're not going anywhere. The fact that the way we've seen the trend develop is into different textures rather than liquid lips had their moment and now we're moving on. It's like, no, liquid lips are here to stay.
Yeah.
And now it's what is new in liquid lips rather than liquid lips themselves being new, which is so interesting. I mean, I've never been a fan. I've always found them drying.
Yeah.
But the way that they're changing now and the differences, I while I was at Dior, I picked up another couple of Dior products, including their new liquid lips, which is the Rouge lipstick,
that's
I think.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's really classy.
I like that you can see the colour through the tube. That's really clever.
Yeah, so great. And go in a little clutch and go in your handbag.
Yeah, pretty.
It's perfect. And it's not drying at all. I really like it. It's not quite a true matte.
Yeah.
True matte matte.
True matte.
It's actually really flattering. Sort of not a satin. It is more matte than a satin, but it's not that drying Kylie lip kit.
That's the thing, because I think I've just always seen those formulations as very aging and they dry the lips to the point where I think you either feel like you need to like dip your lips in water or slather lip balm on top, which then defeats the point of it looking matte. So it's a tough one. And I think few companies have got it just spot on.
It's hard. I haven't tried the Charlotte ones yet. I mean, they've been getting sort of semi good reviews. Every other reviews I've read have said they're really, really pretty colors and they're not drying and they're not hydrating. They're just a liquid lip, which I think, honestly, I reckon is pretty much the best you can hope for.
Yeah. In it's a keeping matte. It realistic. I mean, I think Charlotte's matte revolution for me, I will always lean more towards a matte lipstick than a matte liquid lipstick.
Yeah, me too.
That's what I've come to accept. But I definitely think this trend is here to stay. But
even the matte liquid lip in itself is like, yes, that is a trend on its own, but I think it's also indicative of the trend. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know why. Please don't ask me because I genuinely can't answer. But do you not think it's super, super bonkers how we went from like 18 months ago when Kylie Jenner started getting her lip injections and there was all that outrage and uproar on social media of like, oh, you let this 16 or 17, whatever she was at the time, year old girl get lip injections. And it was such a dramatic amount of lip injection too. She went from having very, very thin lips to extremely full lips.
Yeah.
And, you know, lip injections used to be a joke, like a social joke. Yeah. You would make fun of someone that had lip injections. It was trout pout.
Yeah.
You know, like you looked terrible. Women that had lip injections, Meg Ryan, Leslie Ash. Like,
it just went wrong.
People were just laughed at for having lip injections. And now, I don't know if it's the technology or the way that people are using them and that the new estheticians are doing such a good job with them, or if it's just that society's come round to them.
Mm.
And I think Kylie is the benchmark. She's the one that made it suddenly.
Oh, it's definitely been a part.
Yeah, it
wasn't.
It went from being
trend.
Outraged to being like, I want lips like Kylie's.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, it happened overnight.
Yeah.
And you just see it all the time in all over social media. I see, and on TV and in magazines, I see girls that have clearly, and dudes now, that have clearly got very dramatic lip injections. They're not intended to look natural. They're not intended to fool you into thinking this is their natural pout. And I think the liquid lip trend, especially the matte, ties into that so closely because you have to have that almost artificially full pout to carry off. Like my lips aren't especially full.
No.
And if I wear a matte liquid lip, I look like a puckered old prune.
Well, it's the same for me. They look smaller. They look thinner. Mine just go very, very dry looking. And I think as well, for me, the liquid lipstick, it's not a, what's the word? It's not a low maintenance product. It's something that if you want
it
to look the same as it did when you first, because I, don't get me wrong, I can put something on. I mean, for me, Bourjois actually did one of the nicest liquid lipsticks
that I tried.
Oh, the Rouge
Velvet?
Yeah, the Rouge Velvet.
Lovely.
They were lovely. They had the thinness that felt comfortable. Yeah. And I felt like even when you went back in to reapply, they never got, I don't want to use that disgusting word like crunchy, but you know when you get like the horrible bits on your lips where it starts like makeup just laps on top of makeup.
Yeah.
And they never did that. And for me, I think that's why I've really stayed true to the Lancôme matte shakers.
Yes.
Because it doesn't feel like there's product on.
Have you tried the Chanel lip ink?
I haven't, you know. I think I've tried it on the back of my hand.
I think I've got one. Let's go and have a play in a minute.
We'll have a play in a minute.
I think you'll like it. It really reminds me of the Bourjois. And I know a couple of years ago, there was all the like, is Bourjois and Chanel the same stuff?
Yeah.
But they are very similar. And I really like those Chanel lip inks. Yeah. But again, like, I don't wear it. I have it. And I feel like I never wear it. But they are that very lightweight ink, but not a translucent stain. It is a lip color. But yeah, I agree. I feel the same on liquid lips. But yeah, moving back to the metallics, got off topic there. I got excited about my lip injection theory that I had driving out the gym the other day. I was sat at a traffic light and I was just like, when did that happen? Because one minute everyone was like, oh, that's shocking that they've let this young girl have massive lip injections. And 2 minutes later, she's got a $1 billion beauty brand based around the fact that she's got lip injections.
But then I also think if something is that talked about, whether that's negatively or positively, it does become a trend. Irrelevant if it's liked or disliked. I think that absolutely. In itself is kind of a telltale sign of a trend evolving.
Two facts, Harriet Hadfield Esquire.
You heard it here first.
But metallic lips. Moving on to the metallic
ones that are available.
Yeah, there's so many. This snuck up on me. So I've got a bunch because apparently I'm super into this trend without even knowing it.
And you can really rock it. Lindsay did really like demonstrate them. Earlier. She did a here's one I made earlier, Blue Peter moment. And it looked great.
I don't wear a statement lip very often. Like, it's not my jam at all. Like, I will ultimately...
With your new fringe it is.
It is now.
Or your bangs.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, I would... like, I'll do a lip and then... bottle it or change my mind and end up just doing the Dior lip glow before I go out because it's so low maintenance. It makes me happy because I know it looks good.
Yeah.
But I'm super into these. So I've got a ColourPop metallic lip that I got like a year or so ago. These came out. I think these were real starters at the beginning. These were right up there with the trend setting starting this off. And I got Queen, which is like a reddish berry. Mm. But the texture of this is so far removed from what we've got now. This was very moussey. It was very heavy.
Yeah.
It bled very easily. They even said on it when you bought it, like, they'll use this with a lip liner. It will bleed. They were super honest about it. But yeah, it was ColourPop and it was like $6 or something. Yeah. So like, oh, it's okay. It's worth like dipping your toe in. Then this week I went into Sephora and then my local drugstore and everyone had a metallic lip. So there's the Smashbox metallic lips, which I have a mauve squad and I really love it. It's similar to the Smashbox, but a little bit lighter and it's really pretty and wearable. It's if it can be for a metallic lip, it's more dayish because it's such a pretty lip color. And then it's just got metallic end. Then I picked up the Milk Have It too, which is the Milk. I can't remember exactly what the name of it is. It may just be metallic lip because they do like to just does what it says on the tin. Lip metal, there it is, a Milk Makeup lip metal because it's a metallic lip. My only query with this is they've got 4 shades and they're all named after the show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which initially I was like, I love Buffy the Vampire Slayer, this is the best ever. And I bought the Buffy, which is very similar to the ColourPop Queen, actually, if you look. It's like,
it feels like the kind of colour she would have worn in the 90s as well, actually. It really
is
quite...
It has got a 90s edge to it, which I love. But yeah, they've got all this Buffy, Angel, Willow and Slayer. So I think we can confirm that they are inspired by Buffy
the Vampire.
But they're not an official tie-in. And then I got really like emo about it. And I'm like, well, what if the people that own Buffy make them stop doing it? Or what if they sue them and then Milk goes out of business? And I love Milk and I don't want that to happen. But... Reader, I overworried.
You overthought it, didn't you, Lindsay?
I overthought it again. But yeah, that's really pretty too and really easy to wear. Yeah. It's not especially long lasting because it is ultimately more of a gloss than a liquid lip, but it's really pretty. And then my actual 100% winners for this trend is the L'Oreal Infallible Paints Metallics. These are stupid good.
And such a good price level.
So like, good. I think they're $9.99, which is like the recommended price in dollars. I think they're like $6.99 in the UK. And you never pay full price for L'Oreal. Let's all be honest with each other for a minute. They're always on sale somewhere.
Or 3 for $2. There's some kind of offer. Yeah,
there's some kind of offer. So I actually got these buy one, get one 50% off. Because I bought one and then I went back and got two more. It's so pretty. They smell like sweeties, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
I think there's 6 shades all in all. I've got 3 of them. I've got Moonlust, which is a pale pink, really, really nice. There is Galactic Foil, which is just, if there was such a thing as your lips were better, but metal. So again, if I was a sexy robot, this is what my lips would look like. It's like, again, my favourites all sort of fall in this mauve family.
Yeah.
And then I've also actually got Liquid Venom, which is the metallic brown, which was a mistake because from the metallic side of the packaging, you can't tell how brown it is. I thought it was berry because I didn't test it in the shop because I didn't have testers.
And what did you say it looked like, Lindsay?
It looks like you've wiped your mouth with a shiny poo.
Which so there's a lovely visual for you, listeners.
It's not an insult, L'Oreal. That's not your fault. That's on me for not knowing it was brown.
On the eyes. I'm sure that would look lovely.
Gorgeous. I love them. They're so good. Yeah. I was trying to find a UK stockist and I couldn't find one yet.
So maybe they'll come later.
They literally just came out here.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
They're on like display in all the drugstores. On like gondola ends and stuff, so they're brand new. So I imagine they'll be with you for autumn winter in England. But they're so good and so cheap. And yeah, you've got to reapply them, but they're shiny
goodness
lipsticks. You've got to reapply a shiny lipstick.
And if you want a little DIY version, one thing I can recommend, especially if you can't get your hands on one and you want to kind of like dabble with the trend before you try it,
don't immediately reach out and buy like a $30 one.
You can totally do a similar effect by using a normal matte lipstick or like a liquid lipstick that's normally matte, and then just get like a holographic eyeshadow or something that has like a metallic finish and just dab it with your finger over like the bottom of the lip or the middle, and you can kind of get the same effect. So I'm just saying to put that out there if you want to see how the metallic trend works on you before investing in it.
Such a good
give
tip.
That a go.
You A, are so clever, and B, have made a mockery of the amount of money I've spent on metallic lipstick.
It's all right. I went to Violet Grey. We're equal. Thanks. It's fine.
It's okay.
Well, so we were talking about other trends, and the other big trend, I think that's it's been kind of getting bigger and bigger, and I think it's really coming to kind of a pivotal moment in beauty.
Yep.
Again, I feel like this is a kind of rebirth, is stick foundations.
Yes.
I feel like everyone's doing them, and more to the point, I think they're doing them quite well.
Yes, I think it's changed dramatically from how it used to be. They used to be so stiff and dry.
Chalky and a little bit, you know, maybe you could get 5 colours for...
yeah, there were no options.
Yeah.
We have the new one from NARS, which is the Velvet Matte.
Yeah.
Velvet Matte Foundation Stick. I'm Mont Blanc Light 2. Which was enough of a shock in itself that I'm now light 2 and not light 1.
Yeah.
Thanks, Los Angeles, for changing the colour of my face. I like it.
And this has got the word matte in, which to me, in my kit, I'm always like, down. I know clients that will need that will like it. But even on the back of my hand, I was like, this could be a hint of witchcraft.
You didn't want to like it.
I didn't. I turned my nose up and was like, I know which clients I'd use that on which shoots I'd use that, but I wouldn't use that on me. And I rubbed it in the back of my hand and I was like, ooh.
It's so creamy.
It's creamy.
Yeah.
But it's matte.
Yeah. So about a year ago, I think, was when the Hourglass Vanish Seamless Foundation Stick came out, and I bought that. I was so excited. So I travel a lot, as I'm sure you already know, because I mention it every bleeding time. And I love a stick foundation for travel because I will take it with me on the plane. It means I don't have to take another liquid on the plane. It's not messy. It's easy to touch up when I'm going up, because I'm going on my book tour. When this comes out, I'll be on my book tour. And I just like to be able to touch up if I'm on the train or like behind the scenes in the shop about to do an event. Like, I want to be able to touch up without making a faff.
Yeah.
So I love a stick. And when the Hourglass one came out, I was so excited because the colours were beautiful. There were a lot of shades. Mm. And then it was just such a disappointment to my combination skin. You know, I'm dehydrated, but I'm oily. And it would look stunning when I buffed it in. I would apply straight from the stick and then buff in. but it would separate on my skin.
Yeah. And I think this seems to be quite a common thing with stick foundations.
Yeah.
And it's how they wear.
Whatever they had to put in to make it feel creamy on application made it
stay.
Maybe if you had very dry skin, your skin would absorb whatever that was.
Yeah.
But because my skin was dry underneath but surface oily, it just separated, and I could rebuff it, but I don't want to have to rebuff it.
Yeah, it kind of
feeds
the point.
I don't want to look patchy. And it was an expensive foundation, and there was such a tiny amount of product in the tube. So I was pretty disappointed in that, and I've stayed away. I really wanted to try the Tom Ford Traceless Foundation.
See, I love that. That has been a long-time favourite of mine. I think that's brilliant. It's very dewy. Very dewy.
Which is fine, because that's what it is.
But I love it. And it has no SPF in, which is great as well.
Yeah, so shied away because I was so disappointed in the hourglass.
Yeah.
So I saw this was coming out, and I went into my local Sephora last week, and they were actually putting them out. And I was
just
like,
get out of my way.
Excuse me. I've through. One of these. And she's like, oh yeah, they're not really out yet. And I was like, yeah.
She was like, yeah, bothered.
You've got it though. Yeah. I was like, literally, look, like, oh my God, what's
it,
that over there?
I'm having it.
No, she wasn't looking. Nabbed it.
Yoink.
Yeah, I ran to the counter and the lady was like, oh, I didn't know these were out yet. I'm like, they're not. Shut up. Ring me up. VIB Rouge, ring me up.
Oh, you Rouge. I'm only Rouge. Silver.
I am a monster.
Oh my goodness.
I am a monster.
I didn't even know there was a red one.
There's a red
one. Is there a black one, like American Express black card?
Reds, Rouge is your top.
Rouge, your top tier.
If there was, there might be one that's just for me. It's got to the point where it's
brilliant.
Embarrassing that when I go in, they go, oh, you've got, oh, a lot
oh,
of points.
Oh, you've got the
special
one. They
don't even say the number of points. They just go, oh, you've got a lot of points.
Oh, God, how did you get Rouge? Okay. Sephora, you're listening. I want to know how I get a Rouge card.
I'll tell you after this podcast because I'm ashamed. But it's by spending all your money.
Okay.
But yeah, I brought it home. I was optimistic, but you know, like prepared to be disappointed. But that's the great thing about Sephora, you can take everything back.
Yes.
So I thought if it sucks, I'll just take it back. I really love it. It's so creamy to apply, but it doesn't, like with the Vanish, Hourglass Vanish Seamless Stick, I feel like you apply it and it splooges all over your face. Like it's a lot. Do you know what I mean? Like you have to be a quite light touch with it, or you end up with a lot of product on your face. Yeah. Whereas this is a little bit stiffer in the stick. This is just splooge, stiffer in the stick. This has all gone wrong.
I'm trying really hard to be well behaved today.
Don't
I'm
try.
I'm so trying.
But yeah, it's easy to apply without overdoing it. But it's so pretty. I would say it's a medium coverage. I definitely still need to use concealer.
Well, and I think this is the other thing. What I'm finding now is back in the day, a foundation stick was like a big pan stick that was chalky, heavy, cakey.
Like old school.
Nowadays, in the same way we have liquid foundations, you can get matte, you can get lightweight, you can get full coverage, you can get mattifying. I think now what's so great about foundation sticks is the technology's come so far that they can include various different technologies within different stick foundations. So if you want a dewy look, I mean, I remember Bobbi Brown, kind of for me, one of the kind of famous, one of the first foundation sticks I had in my pro kit when I started like 12 years ago. Loved them. And when they reformulated, I was like, oh God, don't change it. It's fine, don't change it. And they made it better. For me, they made it look more like real skin. And then it gave me the opportunity to build onto the skin to create the level of coverage I wanted for a particular face.
Yep.
And I think that's the thing. You know, as the technologies get better, the products can offer more. They can improve. They can cater to more skin types, which is great. And obviously, you know, nowadays, we're pretty lucky. I mean, I know Anastasia Beverly Hills brought out a foundation stick. I know Tarte have just done one. It's kind of becoming almost a staple product now within a lot of brands.
Everyone has one. Even Sephora Pro has one now, and that's getting great reviews. Actually, we should check that out.
I love it. Sephora's
like
own brand,
concealer so much.
Love that.
A gel serum, is it?
Gel brightening serum.
But we should check that out. But this is, I think it's really good. It's not cheap. How much was it? I have it somewhere. It was $45. It's £30, so it's not cheap, but it's not the most expensive foundation out there by a long stretch. There's not that much product in it. It's kind of deceiving because on one end it's got the product and on the other end it's got like this buffing sponge, which I was dubious of. But actually the texture of it is pretty good. It does feel like Beauty Blender-ish. It's more of like a silicone-y sponge than a regular one. And it is removable to wash.
Okay, well that's good.
But I'm not especially interested in using it. I've applied it with fingers. I've applied it with a damp Beauty Blender and I've applied it with a flat top brush. If you do it with fingers, it's fine.
Yeah.
The Beauty Blender gives you a much sheerer finish on it.
Yeah.
And the flat top brush is my favorite. It gives you a fuller
coverage,
finish for me.
Yeah.
It gives you more coverage and it's just like the softest, shiniest, most done finish. But the Beauty Blender, I did the Beauty Blender on it today and it looks really nice. And also, I think because it's quite a slim stick, you could definitely get a shade or two darker and contour with these.
Yeah, it's a great
very
idea.
Very happily.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think nice launch. It's really good. So I'm interested to see who else is going to step up their game with a stick foundation. And then we have a couple more things. Another, just interesting that you were talking about the improvements in formulations and manufacturing, because I think this is definitely where this trend has come from. You may have already seen this, because I think it's everyone's doing it, which is that thing again where you're like, everyone's doing it, and not just one company, because quite often you'll see a technological advancement, and like when you look behind the brands that are doing it, they're all Estee Lauder brands, because obviously Estee Lauder own the technology, so maybe MAC is doing it, and Estee is doing it, and Clinique is doing it. But with this, it's everyone. So it's multi-core lipsticks.
Yeah.
So actual old school traditional proper lipsticks, but that are more than one shade.
Yeah.
So there's the Dior Double Rouge. There is the, what's the Givenchy one called, which is just crazy good. The La Rouge Sculpt.
Yeah.
And there's the Smashbox Triple Tone, which is actually three colors in one.
Wow.
And so, yeah, basically it's just a lipstick that's more than one color in the same bullet. And it's so weird, because obviously someone's worked out how to do this without them separating or falling apart.
Yeah.
So everyone's gone, I'll have a piece of that.
Well, and I think it almost comes from the trend as well of, like, you know, we've seen the ombre lip. We've seen, again, the contouring, even it taking it into lips when you were talking earlier about, like, the big
lip
trend.
Well, this is supposed to, this Givenchy one is, it tells you that's what it's for. It's for contouring. So I've got the red, not the red, I've got the peachy color. So it's sort of a peachy color and then a reddy color on the outside. So the idea is you get a darker lip line on the edge, and then it sort of blends together and you get that contoured look. I think it's really hard to apply to get that finish. Because you have to hold it so precisely and you have to be so aware of your lip line. And also, if you've got bigger lips, you're going to need more than one swipe. So that's going to be tough. And if you've got narrower lips like me, it was hard to get the whole thing on your lips. Plus, because the dark color is at the top and the center color is supposed to be on the body of your lips, when you try to do your bottom lip, you've got to hold it upside down, which
well,
is
and
dead
also,
confusing.
As the lipstick changes shape, surely you're going to lose the proportions of like lighter to darker color.
On the upside, it looks stunning when it's just blended together. So I did buy it because it actually just, I thought, nice, oh, this lipstick is a lot of faff and it's silly. And then obviously once you smash your lips together one time anyway, the whole effect is ruined. But I saw myself in a mirror and was like, oh, that's so pretty. So I bought it anyway. So I bought it in spite of its reason to be bought, which is kind of weird, but I did like it. The other one I've got that I really like is the Dior Double. Now this is gorgeous. It's a matte, it's more of a satin to my eye, but it's a matte lipstick with like a metallic core, and it's so pretty because the core is actually quite large, so it tempers the color to make it quite a wash. It's not a very very strong color because there's so much core,
there's not that full contrast,
and it ends up just working together as a metallic lipstick. But I really love it because you could just apply the outside of it and get the color, or you can add, and then you can add the core just on the center of your mouth. I think this is really nice. This one was $35, which I know is the thick end of luxury lipstick, but it's really pretty and a nice treat. The Givenchy was 38, which actually was a lot.
I think Givenchy doesn't get enough love. I feel like they're such a good makeup brand. I still think like their Magic Kohl, I think it's called, the black,
the Kajal thing.
Kajal pencil.
So
is
good.
One of the best black, if you want like smudgy, sludgy eyeliner, like the ultimate rock and roll eyeliner, I think Givenchy does that.
Yeah, I don't think I've had anything from them that's ever been a disappointment.
No, same here.
And yet they're not a brand I go out looking for.
I know.
Which
I
is
kind
really
of
weird.
Forget they're there, which is bad. But then also perhaps on hindsight, I think about it and they don't do lots of, I don't know, I feel like obviously they have press, but in terms of like the influencer world, I think the other trend we were talking about is this massive influx of influencer-led products or brands or partnerships.
Yep.
And, you know, perhaps what's happening nowadays as well, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, you guys tell us, is there's more and more influencer-led brands is, you know, the biggest trend perhaps of all.
Yeah, for sure. And it just shows no sign of slowing down. Every year I think, oh, this is a bubble and it's going to burst.
Yeah.
And it's just getting bigger and bigger. The Candy Johnson Too Faced collaboration, I Want Candy. that actually launched in the States today, which is August 31st. We're recording this. It launched at Ulta exclusively today. And then I think it rolls out. It's going to sell out because it's a Too Faced collaboration and they always sell out. But I think it's going to be really big. And I love Candy. I think she's really fun. I like her approach to makeup. I think it's just fun and like healthy. It's not a crazy, dramatic, hard work approach to makeup. Yeah. I think she has a lot of fun with it. And I think this range looks like it's fun. Two-Face obviously are huge for working with collaborators and influencers. The Peaches and Cream collection that's coming out soon, they did their photo shoot with influencers.
Yeah.
The Benefit collection that just came out.
Which they've all picked like their favorite product. Yeah.
And that's crazy because that got so much press when all that was, they got five of the biggest influencers to pick their favorite existing product, whack their face on it and called it a new collection. I'm like, you are either evil or geniuses. Yeah. Or evil geniuses. I'm not sure. Because you just got a massive spout of publicity for products that already exist.
Well, I guess when we were kind of teenagers, you know, the big thing for us was celebrity endorsement. You know, that was really having a moment. Yep. And I guess, you know, in the 21st century, especially in, well, we're not the noughties anymore, are we? We're, what do we call the tens?
I don't know.
I don't know what you call them.
We're whatever we are.
Whatever we are. I feel like, you know, the influence has become the new celebrity. And, you know, that's a whole other conversation for itself. But I think it's interesting that, you know, we probably grew up, you know, I remember when the Spice Girls had their names on things, you know, I remember when
they had their Impulse collection.
Exactly, you know, Impulse, Charlie Red and stuff.
When Tusha Kla first really blew up, I remember reading an article in one of the women's magazines and they said the moment that it changed, was a game changer for Tusha Kla, was when Jerry Halliwell used it in that documentary and she used it, they showed her using it and she was patting it under her eyes rather than using it as a concealer. And they said that they'd had trouble marketing it because people thought it was a concealer.
So interesting.
And it's not, you know, it's a brightening treatment. And they said that was a game changer for the product. So without knowing it, like, to me, I think like that's when influencers became like a thing, because you had a person who was well respected telling you to use a thing.
Yeah.
And I think that was such a benchmark moment. Yeah. But every influencer now, like the Jaclyn Hill Morphe palette came out and sold out.
Chloe Morello did one with Ciate.
They've restocked that actually, so definitely check it out, because I do like that as a palette.
Yeah, that is a really nice palette. I've got that one.
Yeah, the Sonia Gasparian palette, the Identity palette, I really love. That's been restocked recently too, and that sold out like crazy. I think my favorite ones of these are where it is very curated and edited.
I mean, I still think one of the best ones, again, I don't know if you would call, I think it's more celebrity led than influencer, but I think it bridges on the same topic, was the Victoria Beckham for Estee Lauder.
Yes.
Now, there was so much hype around that I was like, oh, this is either going to be great or I'm going to be so disappointed. And for me, and this is just my personal take, yes, it was expensive. I knew I was paying for her name alongside the Estee Lauder, but it was a brand that I trusted and already used. So for me, that was one point where I was like, okay, this is a trend, but I'm totally down with it. And the packaging was, for me, on point. I was like, I believe Victoria Beckham would use it.
Yes.
And I think that for me is a big thing
it
as well.
Felt with authentic.
Yeah, I think that's the big thing with an influencer-led brand or an influencer partnership with a brand, and that's staying a big trend. It has to feel like I believe the person would use that.
Yeah, agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Have you seen the second collection that's coming out now?
I am desperate. I've already had requests on my YouTube channel to do it. I did a video on the first round of collection, kind of. I think I tested nearly every product, and I plan on doing it again if I can get my hands on it. But again,
notice it's had some iffy reviews. Temptalia, which is one of my favorite blogs, because she tests everything so well
she
and she shows
thorough.
You everything. She got hold of one of the eyeshadow quads and a couple of the lip glosses, and she gave the eyeshadow quad an F.
Really?
It got a full-on F. Yeah, she was very... And it was, like, the end of review was something like, this eyeshadow palette isn't even worth the words I'm using or wasting writing here. And she is never aggro about anything.
Well, I will definitely try and get my hands on some of it, because for me, I would say 85% of what she did the first time round, I enjoyed. I use some of it in my kit still. I have some of my own personal collection.
The Modern Mercury highlighter is stunning.
And the bronzer. I think the bronzer is amazing.
Yeah. And also, what else did I love? Oh, the little
eye foil.
The eye foil and the four or six eyeshadows in the palette
that were
very metallic-y.
I love that. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I thought that was such a nice curate. Again, I felt like, you know, I looked at what Victoria Beckham did with her runway show, and the blue that was in the palette was used in her runway show. So I was like, you can not only see herself using it, but it's about her brand and it encompasses a very strong aesthetic. Yeah, I think for me, it will continue to be a huge trend. It will be something that people will continue to do. And for me, as long as it's authentic, I support that.
Yeah. Are there any influencers out there that haven't brought anything out, any collaborations that you'd like to see? Apart from your good self. I'd love to see some Harriet Hadfield Esquire branded products.
Who knows? I mean, I think for me, the interesting one was when Lisa Eldridge brought out Face Paint the book.
Yeah.
And I know she became creative director for Lancome. I think a lot of people expected Lisa to do her own brand. And I'm really interested to see if one day she does do that, because I think for her, there will be a lot of pressure if she does. And I think she'll be able to deliver it. Like, you know, so many people would buy it because they love her aesthetic.
She's great.
But then I also think she's doing great things for Lancôme at the minute as well. So, you know, I think the person's got to do what makes them happy. I mean, if I could sort of say who would I want to see a brand from, she would be one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, the other one, I feel like influencers that I watch are probably less well-known in America. I mean, I love Jenny Mustard.
Yeah.
She has she's sort of like a Scandinavian style, very, very minimal, but she wears amazing. Like, she does her makeup like she's going to a runway show, and she works. Oh, I just know I have thought of another one. I've really gone into this question now, haven't I?
I thought might be a bit of a curveball, but she's taken it and she's run with it.
I'm getting into this. Okay. I'm actually really like, I never usually have answers when someone asks me like on the spot. So Lisa Eldridge, Jenny Mustard, check her out. And the other one, if I could ask anyone else to do a makeup collection, I think she might have even done a lipstick for MAC once, is Iris Apfel.
Oh, yes, she did. She did a full collection for MAC.
She did do a collection.
She did a really little one. I've got the flamingo lipstick in there. I've got a couple of bits somewhere. I think I'll dig them out for you.
Because I just feel like, I know she did one for MAC and that's cool, but I would love to see like her range. Like, for me, I'd be all over that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, she's an absolute winner.
I feel really happy with my three answers. Advanced Style, if you guys haven't seen it, it's one of the best documentaries on style, in particular personal style.
It was like my grandest dream in New York to run into her. It was
considered moving to New York for that.
And I never ever did. And I would go to like events that I thought she would be at, and like I would just hang out in Bergdorf's and be like, where are you, Iris?
And the woman that made her own eyelashes out of her hair.
Oh, I know.
She was like 95. I mean, it's such a good program, guys. Go and watch it. I think it might be on Netflix. It was on Netflix in the UK.
I think it is here in the States, so it probably is. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll find a link and we'll link it below because it's a corker.
I feel really excited by those answers I just gave. I feel
good
really
for
proud.
You. Should we wrap it up there?
Let's wrap it up. Sorry about that, guys. Got me into it.
That's good. You know what it's time for?
One, two, three. Highlight of the week.
I feel like I can't decide if we're trying to make it better or worse. I think it's highlight of the week. It's like I'm doing it in a silly voice, but I'm taking it so seriously.
I feel like each week we should try a different style of singing. Like one week should be a rap.
Oh, man. That's what I was about to say. I was like, yeah, like...
Highlight of the week. Oh, God. Anyway. Oh, God, it's the heat.
Oh, it is. The heat's got to us. Look
it's
at the
so
poor cat.
Hot
look at the poor
here.
Cat.
The cat's
she's
like...
She's given up. Oh, I keep having like to nudge her to make sure she's still alive. We've got a controversial highlight of the week situation.
We have no joint highlight.
I don't know how to feel. It does happen in all good relationships.
In all good relationships. Sometimes it's just a standstill.
Sometimes you just can't agree on things.
But we've definitely got individual highlights. So you go first, Lindsay.
I'm so excited. So we've talked about our love of Hourglass Cosmetics on this. In particular, the powders. Do you know what? I did go back and buy one of the other Confession lipsticks.
Did you? Yeah. I've still not brought one. It's on my wish list.
I returned the one that I had because the colour was all wrong. And I was just like, no, it's such a waste of money. It's far too expensive. This is silly. And then
but
I was
so pretty.
They had them on the counter in Sephora while I was in line for something else. And I was like, oh, God, it's so nice. So I did end up getting one. But that's by the by. What I have right now is the Ambient Lighting Edit Volume 3. It is that time of the year. That means it's definitely Christmas. This has been out. This is the third one. It says Volume 3. That's the giveaway. Last year was the marbleized palette. And I think the first year was like a silvery palette.
Yeah, I think the marbleized palette for me on the outside was the prettiest one they've done
yet.
Yes,
I thought it was beautiful, but the colours weren't right for me at all, which was very upsetting. This is a rose gold, the same sort of finish and colour as their blush, the ambient blushes. It's a big old palette. It's got a big old mirror in. It's pretty fantastic. And the shades included are Finishing Powder Diffused Light, Strobe Powder Hypnotic Strobe Light, Finishing Powder Dim Light, Bronzer Luminous Bronze Light, Blush Surreal Halo, and Blush Pure Effect. I think the Diffused Light and the Dim Light are the only existing colours. Everything else is exclusive to the palette.
I like that they've actually got the good setting powders in it this time, because I didn't like the one in the marble one. It was too glittery.
Yeah, I'm really happy about these because these are my two preferred powders. I did a look with this last night because my first take was like, oh, the blushes are too bright and they're so pigmented, their blushes. That you have to be very light with them. And I thought the highlight was going to be too warm and I was all sad. And then I actually used it last night and I loved it so much. And I used...
God, I'm going to end up buying it, aren't I?
I used the bronzer to contour. It's because it's not sparkly.
As shimmery as the
There's
other ones,
There's a shimmer
to
it. But because it's been so hot and everything is a bit sweaty rock star, it actually looked really pretty when it was all blended together.
Nice.
Because I think if I'd done a matte bronzer on such a dewy face, it would have looked silly.
Yeah, got you.
So I had the matte bronzer, then I used the peachy pink, which is Pure Effect blush. There's a purpley blush and there's a peachy pink blush. And then I use the highlight and then I use the, which one was it? Diffuse light, just a set. So I used four out of the six in one look. And I was kind of surprised even at myself.
Do you know what? That bronzer makes a really nice eyeshadow as well. I've used that before as an eyeshadow and it's really nice for traveling.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah, I think this is going to go in my travel bag for sure.
It's getting bigger, your travel bag. Each time I see you, she's like, oh, I need that for tour because I'm going to make my makeup bag really small. I'm like, yeah, we'll see.
Making it small by buying all new things.
All new things for a new makeup bag.
I'm a monster.
I see where you were going with it.
But I really love it. It came out on their website and as an exclusive a couple of weeks ago. It was $80, so it's not cheap, but there are six products in and by ounce, it is a saving on the individuals. Okay. If you are going to use all these colors, and I now know that I am, it's definitely worth it. I think it makes a beautiful gift. I've actually bought a second one for my friend's birthday. I won't say which one because it's coming up and surprise.
This definitely has the best two setting powders in, dim light and diffuse light for me.
I think it's really great. I think this is the most universal out of the three that they've done. I think this is the most universal.
I wish they'd done that one first.
I know, yeah, because the first two, I bought the marble one and I ended up giving it away to a friend because the colors just looked weird on me.
Very intense.
Yeah, and I know I'm very fair, so I know it's not fair to expect all universal products to work on me, but it was just I could not make it work, whereas this I know all of it's going to work, so I'm pretty excited. But $80, it's usually Space NK in the UK, and I think last year's was £79, so the exchange rate isn't amazing on that, but again, it's a luxe purchase, it's a gift purchase, for sure.
A pretty purchase.
If your Christmas list is on your mind, this is definitely something to add to it. It's definitely my highlight of the week. I'm a big old fan. So thank you, Hourglass Cosmetics.
Okay, so my highlight of the week, I thought of you a little bit, Lindsay, actually, when I brought this, I do. This brand is called, I'm probably going to say it wrong, Ritual de Feel. It's like feel, but I don't know if it's pronounced fee. Like a silent L-E.
Oh, fee is French for girl.
Fee. Okay,
Ritual de Fee.
Well, there we go. That's how we're going to go for
GCSE French.
And I think this is a highlighter that I'm pretty sure you're going to buy after I show it you. I'm like 99% sure I know you well enough
now.
Why
have you done this to me?
It reminds me of like mermaid vibes. It's called Anthelion Rare Light Luminizer. Now, highlight of the week for me is a highlighter. This is a cream highlighter, which I have an obsession with. In particular at the minute, I feel like I'm just going through a massive love affair with cream products. I feel like whether it's eyeshadow, glosses, cheeks, highlight, whatever it is, I'm just loving them. Balmy products are my jam. And this, I feel like, is that kind of mermaid shade of highlight where it's not orange, it's not pearl, it's not pink. It's a little mix of all three.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
If you imagine, like, if you think of, like, Orgasm Blush as, like, the top note is, like, a peachy gold, that's what I feel like the best way I can describe this. And it's also not glittery. It's a very, very subtle shimmer. And I've loved this under my foundation. So I've been using this almost, not like a primer, but I'll kind of put my moisturizer on. And then I kind of put quite a lot on my cheekbone, down the bridge of my nose, Cupid's bow, and then I put my foundation over.
Interesting.
And it gives like an extra dewy glow that, like I said, it's got a tinge of mermaid that I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely in that same color family as Orgasm. I think Orgasm itself is too warm and dark.
Yeah, there's no like, it's not a blush color. It is a highlight color, but there's a pinky gold running through it.
It's that very healthy glow.
Yeah.
Look. Yeah.
Because pinks
really
on me sometimes look a bit odd. Whereas this for me is the right side of like pink mixed with a gold and a peach. You're going to buy it for
I
the
want
tour.
It. How much is it? How much was that
I
one?
Think I paid, it was either like 29, 20. It was around like $30, I think.
That seems eminently reasonable to me for, and it's a decent sized pan.
It's a decent sized pan. You get a mirror in it, and Ritual de Fee is one of those brands that, as far as I believe, is like a non-toxic brand as well.
It's so beautiful. The packaging is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's really lovely. I think it will last me a long time. I think you'll like it. I'll try it on you before I go.
You're gonna really like it. It's time to wrap it up. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to everyone that's subscribed, that's left us reviews, that's left us stars. We love you. Yeah. We love stars so much. We love you more, but we do enjoy stars. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I know, I feel like this is a bit corny, and I'm just going to put it out there. Like, I'm really loving our podcast.
Me too.
I was going to say totes emotion, and then I was like, you guys are awesome. Like, I think you're such lovely, lovely listeners. We have so much lovely feedback. And like me, I'm just going to speak for both of us, Lindsay. I think we have a lovely time doing this.
We do.
It's so nice. Like, I feel like, and there's something very refreshing about not being on camera with this. I think we were both saying, like, I feel very much at home.
I think
which
it gives
is nice.
Us a freedom.
think it does.
To say things like firm stick and splooge and other things that you would never say on camera, but seems
on a podcast, totally appropriate. Yeah,
it seems like, oh, it's totally okay to make all these euphemisms.
It does just feel like when we hang out and you guys are with us, and that's really nice.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd add that in.
What larks, Pip. What larks. I really, really enjoy it too. If this hasn't been enough for you, you can get in touch with us on the socials. And so many of you have been doing that now, and it's been so awesome.
Oh, we've got a lovely shout out, actually. We had a lovely email, didn't we?
Yes, we got such a nice shout out. It's from Joanne Derry, but I think she goes by Jo. So we go with the Jo. Yeah, Jo sent us a really nice message saying that she listens to the podcast after her long shift at the NHS. So you're a hero.
Yeah.
And B, you're also awesome. So massive love. Hope you enjoyed this episode.
And that was so nice to get some lovely feedback.
Yeah,
so.
She sent us that nice email via our website, which is fullcoveragepodcast.com. You can email us at hello@fullcoveragepodcast.com.
Come say hi. Find
us on Twitter at @FullCoveragePod and Instagram @FullCoveragePod. And we also have a Facebook page on Full Coverage Podcast. So definitely come and say hi. You can also see Ms. Harriet Hadfield Difficult Eyes Esquire. Your name's getting longer and longer.
I know. I feel like I'm just going to be one of these like blogger /DJ
/Esquire.
There's going to be so many. Yeah.
You can find Harry on YouTube and at her website, harrymakesitup.com, where she's sharing all of her pro makeup tips, because that's what she is. Like, your actual job.
That's nice.
You're an actual makeup artist. It's bonkers. She's very good. And you can find me at lindsaykelt.com and on all the socials. But that's it for today.
It's been very warm.
It's been warm and it's been real. On that note.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.